Good morning. Well, there seems to be no stopping US markets at the moment, which have finished up at another record high overnight. In fact, the Dow rallied into the close of the session, rising by more than a third of a percent and is once again approaching 23,000 points for the first time ever. We've also got the S&P 500 up by about a tenth of a percent, and the Nasdaq was up almost a third of a percent as well. Now, the gains last night in North American markets continued despite no major updates on the US economy to really move markets forward. And also the continued tensions between North Korea and the US, which aren't going anywhere in a hurry at the moment. So if we look at some of the big movers, the banks certainly the standouts last night in US trade. This after the Fed Chair Janet Yellen on Sunday made a speech which basically suggests that the Fed is on track to lift interest rates in December. That can help boost margins for the banks, and it saw JP Morgan, Bank of America, Goldman Sachs up by as much as 2% at the close. Tech stocks equally as strong. Apple a standout there, up 1.8%. And Netflix managed to rally to near an all-time high ahead of its profit results, which are due this morning. In London, BHP and Rio both did very nicely as well. This is partly on a 4.5% lift in the iron ore price last night. And part of the reason here, we had stronger business inflation out of China than expected. Now, if this translates to gains for the miners locally is another thing, because yesterday we had Rio up 3.5% in Australia and BHP was up about 2.5%. So it might be difficult to see those sort of gains replicated again on Tuesday. Oil, another winner. Crude, near the best levels of the month. Tensions between Iraqi and Kurd forces continue to escalate. Anything that could disrupt oil prices, again, could see oil producers rise. So we've had Chevron lifting overnight. Now, healthcare stocks, rather, have been some of the worst performers. The reason is that US President Donald Trump said that Congress is working on a short-term fix for healthcare insurance markets. Trump in the past has already said that he would take steps to bring down prescription drug prices. So Pfizer was one of the worst performers. The Aussie market today set for an improvement of around a fifth of a percent as far as what futures are pointing to at the moment. That means that it could be the fifth consecutive day of gains if we can hold on to those improvements. The Reserve Bank board minutes out today. Rio Tinto and Oil Search have updates. We've got Telstra and Cochlear holding the AGMs. The Aussie dollar is weaker at 78.4.